This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, December 29. Christmas in everyday life. Our reading comes from Matthew chapter 2 and Luke chapter 2. Matthew chapter 2. After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, "Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who were trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee, and he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene. Luke chapter 2. When Joseph and Mary had done everything required by the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. And the child grew and became strong. He was filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was on him. I like to have the Christmas season continue as long as possible. In our home, we often keep our Christmas tree up into the first week of January. But eventually, the decorations have to be stored away. Then, the house looks rather plain and ordinary again, as if something important and beautiful is missing. The Christmas story in the Bible has a similar sort of plain ending. Joseph and Mary returned with Jesus to their hometown. Nazareth was a small, relatively unknown town where Jesus grew up and lived for about 30 years. We know very little about what happened in those decades, except that Jesus and his parents and younger siblings lived there. The story of Christmas reminds us that no matter how plain and ordinary our lives may feel at times, Jesus has come to us. Nothing can change that fact. The Son of God has come, and nothing can be the same again. Maybe you've heard of the book The Everyday Gospel, a theology of washing the dishes. It points out that we need to look for God's presence in the ordinary things of life. Every moment of our lives is an opportunity to experience God's work of shaping our hearts, inviting us to repentance and to new life in Christ. Where do you see the Lord at work in everyday life? Pray with me. Holy Spirit, we need to grow in the grace and knowledge of Jesus. Help us to see His work and presence in everyday life. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.